It's Parshas Bereishis, and like you, I haven't gone through the whole Parsha yet. You know, you come in, Yontif is over Wednesday, and then you come in Thursday, and you got a huge Parsha with so much, it's such a deep Parsha. So I didn't have as much time as I normally have to prepare the Parsha, but I will. One of the ideas of Yontif is the Hashpa of Yontif should continue throughout the year. That's the idea of Yontif. It shouldn't just be for this month, it should be... It should continue the Ashpa for it should change you. It should make you a better person for throughout the year. And that's the idea of a Yontif. So, I mean, we were all inspired this past Yontif on Hoshana Rabbah night. Little Hoshana Rabbah, I was learning, and the news is coming out. You know, is this Trump deal going to really go through? Are they going to really get the hostages out? Everybody was kind of like, is this going to happen? Is it not? And then I woke up in the morning. I davened at the Vesika Minyan. I davened 6:30. Not here. I davened by a different one because I had a Brit Mila after. So, I saw the news before, I looked at the news, and I saw that every single of the living hostages were in Eretz Yisrael at that point. I get the shul, we're up to Hallel, and I give a klop. It's not my minion, but I just had to do it. I get up, I give a klop, I say, Rabbi Yisai, I said, I just heard the news that every single living hostage is now in Eretz Yisrael, and I said, I think everybody's Hallel has to be a little bit different right now. And then I said, Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kimyonu V'Giyonu L'Zman Hazeh. And then we went into Hallel.
Beautiful.
And it was, you know, that was like one of my most uplifting Hallels, right? Min Hameitzer Karasi Ko, Anani B'Merchav Go, right? It was very inspiring. So I wanted to like just kind of take that idea of the Simcha of, you know, that every single one of the hostages was on their feet, and they looked. I mean, you saw those videos that Hamas posted. Nebuch, they looked like Holocaust survivors, right? I mean, they were treated terribly. But at least they came out. They came out as human beings, Baruch Hashem, right? And they all came out alive. We didn't know.
Maybe they fed him more.
Anyways, but the bottom line is that they came out. They were all accounted for, and they all came out. And it's a huge simcha. Just now, we didn't do Tehillim this morning. We've been doing Tehillim for 2 years. 2 years. So anyways, the Rashiva set over by the Nil Sechag said a Gevaldi Gevur from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. He said that, so all the Dalminim have a, what do you do with them? The Lulav, you burn with the Chametz, it gets elevated for the mitzvah, you do another mitzvah with it. The Esrig, the Chassidim make it into jelly for Tu B'Shvat.
Yeah,
right? Right? The Hadassim, what do they do? They put it in the Besamim, make it added to the... And to smell good. What about the rabbis? What do they do with the rabbis? What do people do with the rabbis? What's a miniga oilam do with the rabbis? Whether you do it or not do it, it's a whole debate. Halachically, I'm not going there. But what do people do? They throw it on top of their own kodesh. Why is that a rabbi have the schus to go on their own kodesh? He said, a yid who's faklapped, a yid who's banged around, a faklapped a yid, he's right to go on top of their own kodesh. That's what he said. It's unbelievable. So anyways, So how do we take this simcha? How do we take this excitement and keep it going? So what's exactly the excitement of Simchas Torah? What is it? If you look at the parsha we learned, it doesn't even mention Shmini Atzeres. It just mentions it mentions the Shalosh Regalim. Doesn't mention Shmini. It doesn't even say Yemei Shmini. So how do we darshan Ach, right? The Ach, the exception, the word Ach that teaches us Shmini Atzeres. So you're doing a whole learning. You have to derek Ramiza. That it's talking about Shmini Atzeres. The laning on Shmini Atzeres is Ach. It's like in Derech Hermiza that it's talking about the Yontif. But what's Ach? He's Ach Sameach. It should only be Besimcha. That's all the Yontif has. There's no Lulav, there's no Esrog, there's no Sukkah, there's no... Okay, we do Sukkah today in the Chutzlars, but the only thing is Simcha. That's the V'yisa Ach Sameach. The Ach is going on to only be Besimcha. You want to take the Simcha. The idea is to take that Yontif and connect it all year round. V'yisa Ach Sameach. You want to bring that in, the simcha into the year. How do you bring it into the year? It's through the Torah. Why do we need Simchas Torah? Why do we need Simchas Torah? Right? You have Shavuos. Shavuos, we're celebrating Matan Torah. We already celebrated Matan Torah already. Hashem brought the Torah down to us. We're celebrating the anniversary that Hashem gave us the Torah. So what do you need Simchas Torah? Because Matan Torah is when Hashem gave us the Torah. Simchas Torah is when we went. It's not mentioned in the Torah at all, as far as you know, going through the. We went through the Torah. We did the cycle. The cycle went through us. Now that's a simcha. We make a simcha out of that. We make it our simcha now, and we dance and we're excited. And we make it a gishmak, and we have that hashpa all year round. Now that hashpa has to be all year round, right? So it's bereishis bara lekim. It's a shemayim v'taretz. We start off with nothing. Absolutely, there's nothing. Right? It's empty. The world is tohu vavohu. Choshech al pnei tohaim. It's a desolate, empty world. Ah, vayomer Elokim yehi or. There has to be light. We have to make the light. We make the light. That's the idea. Without the Torah, right? Torah is right. Torah or we make that light, and that's the tachlis here. So we start out voracious, and we bring the light. And the celebration of Simchas Torah is that we are making the celebration of the Torah. It's not like Matan Torah where Hashem brought the Torah to us. It's we went through the Torah. We went through the whole cycle. Voracious, we speak of the Devarim, and here we are starting the cycle again. We're bringing the light to the world. Vayomer Elokim yehi or into a world of choshech and tohu vavohu. And that's the tachlis. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Amen.